Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two. All right, let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's doing this morning. Good morning, Mike. What's up?
Not much. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good as I can possibly be.
You're on the right side of the dirt. I guess that's
yes,
all we're there for. And Astros finally showed like they was a real baseball team finally.
Yeah, how about that?
I don't know about this reliever, though.
Who, Hader?
Yeah. I mean, I thought he was going to mess that up again last month.
Well, it's that's kind of what everybody, I mean, you know, how about that first baseman, 0-for again?
Oh, I know. What do you do?
Well.
Eat $95 million?
Well, I think he's 95? Getting 18 point something a year for a 3-year deal, I believe what it was.
19.8.
Yeah,
so you're going to swallow them?
Well.
But, I mean, he ain't the only one. So, but I was glad to see Verlander was strong. So.
Yeah, for now. We can keep him healthy. You know, he's that age. It just.
Yeah, I know. When he dove at that ball, I went, oh, man, come on. What are you doing? Rolling around on the dirt. So. No, I was glad to see them win. They need to put about 20 together real quick.
Boy, they do. Well, lucky for us, the rest of the division is not playing much better than we are, so we're not too far out of it yet. So we're hanging on.
No, I mean,
on paper, we're as good as it gets on paper. Just, you know, you got to produce with anything.
So I figured they'd have done swap Hader.
You'd be the best fisherman in the world if you ain't on fish. You ain't going to catch them.
I've seen zero. I've seen Clun zero on Sam Rayburn one time. That's a hard play. That's a hard lake to zero on, I promise. Back in the day, anyhow, you know.
Yeah.
You probably do it now since it's much offshore fishing now. But they ought to be on the banks up there, too, pretty good.
Yeah.
So. But, no, I mean, Darlene talked about last night. We was going to get up and go to Livingston this morning because they were really hammering them gatfish up there. But look at that radar, and that stuff's just too close. I've been caught on that south end too many times when that north wind comes down.
Boy, that's nasty, ain't it?
Yeah, the problem of it is, you know, the best spot right now to go would be at Browder's, and it'll be blowing right in the mouth that's, you know, looks like everything's not going to get here till what, around 10 o'clock, so
Well, I'm looking at it right now. I mean, everything's way up north of us. You know, in Texas, we got some stuff down below us, you know, on the right. Mexican border drifting this way. That, you know, that's probably what will get us on the coast later. Looks like the biggest chance is going to be tonight.
I ain't going to take a chance of it. You never know, being up there, being on the lake, want to pop up on you. So.
Well, that's true.
And I got to get my truck and stuff loaded. I can get my butt back to Venice. So.
When are you heading back? Monday?
Sometime this week.
Yeah.
I got a doctor's appointment. Either Tuesday, Wednesday. I got to check on that. They ain't sent me no reminder. I guess I need to try to call them, but.
Run.
Yeah. Try to get all these working parts in good shape. So went to the eye doctor yesterday and that's 20-20 in my left. Yeah, it's 20-20 in my left and 20-30 in my right. So it hadn't changed any.
Yeah.
They've been impressed with that, you know, so I don't need no glasses or contacts. So that was good.
That's me. All I need is cheaters.
Yep. And I generally
aren't long enough.
Yeah, generally I don't need cheaters, but just on certain things. Ever how the light is too has got a lot to do with that.
Yeah,
but
it's part of the aging process.
Yes, it is. But he said that scar was still there. He said it'd never go away. So that's the only thing that bothers that right eye. So. But other than that, fishing. I talked to some of the boys. Redfish is really good this week. But it's like here, the wind stayed up on them pretty much all week out south down there. Kind of did here, too. I mean, yesterday, by first day, it didn't really blow.
Here, well, they called for a windy forecast, but it they missed that one. It was yeah. Calm. Pretty much everybody I know that went yesterday caught them. I mean,
well, I'm sure they did. I seen somebody posted something up. I don't know where it was at down here. It was on Texas coast, but they must have been 100 people away fished in one spot. And
really?
Everybody was bowed up. Yep. And they was bowed up. I think it was kind of mid coast, it looked like, or if I can remember exactly what they said. Some of them post, you know, they don't ever allow exactly where they're at, but. And I'm talking, they wasn't even waist deep. They were thumping on them.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it's good. Real good. You see the new hunting regulations?
No. What do we got going on?
Oh, my head. I got an email from Texas Parks and Wildlife. And I was trying to think what they've done on the doves. They're backing some dates up because of the calendar, you know, how far Labor Day was getting into September. I didn't pay a lot of attention to the dove hunt, but took away the special.
The white wing?
Snow geese.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they extended.
Yeah, I knew they were going to do that. You know, they were mentioning that last year where they were going to take it away.
Well, they did, but they extended the season 21 days.
The regular season on geese?
Yeah. I don't think it's on all geese, but.
And then probably deer just snows. There.
What was they talking about? Oh, youth weekend is going to be 3 days now. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. They did do that. You know, he's got thinking, you know, I guess they're going to make them kids take out of school. I guess they've heard a lot of schools are 4 day a week, but they're not. So.
Yeah.
And there's just other some little details that just didn't make sense to me, but it was that, and then there's something about the turkeys, too. It took spring turkeys away in a bunch of counties.
So,
yep. Don't know. I ain't heard nothing about no turkeys. You?
Posted. You know, a few guys I know, you know, have got their turkeys that I know that have hunted, you know, this spring season. But,
right.
I mean, I'm not seeing a lot, you know, vastly throughout the whole state. Everybody I know, they hunt South Texas.
Right. I seen where a kid up in Missouri or something killed one, had a 15 1/4-inch beard on him. That's a lot of beard.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
So.
Yeah, and Brian Barrera, he's been hunting turkeys. He's down there by Blaine, just below him down there.
Right.
And his girlfriend got a double beard the last time they went. He shot one, but they were going to go back and get another one, or try to.
Right.
But
other than that, that's about what's going on in my world. Like I said, I'm fixing to have to crawl back in that saddle. So.
Well, it's what you do.
That time of year. That's what I do.
How much longer are you going to do this?
At least another year. I've got my license through for another year. So, unless I win the lotto, I've got to play it to win it.
Yeah, you got can't win if you don't play, but
no.
Can't win if you do play.
Right. No, for us, my health, I'm good. So
that's good.
Got my neck straightened out pretty good, so that's a beast, you know.
Well.
Like you told me, Stalfit Papa Cart. I said, well, trust me, I would if I could. But, you know, unfortunately, that is what them fish are trained to down there in Venice. They love it.
Yeah, y'all use tails under popping corks, huh?
Yeah.
Do you use the big corks, or what size corks do you use?
No, I use a Snap-on. Just an egg cork.
A weighted cork?
Yeah, but, I mean, ain't much weight to it. It's just enough to make that cork stand up, you know?
Yeah, so you don't have to have any weight under it to make it stand upright. Yeah, I got
right. Yeah. But the reason, there ain't but a handful of us left doing it. I come think of it, the two ballet boys, another friend of mine named Mark Harrington, and me are probably the only one I know using a Snap-on cork.
Yeah.
Well, we do it because you can take that thing off, you know, and just fish
freestyle
tail.
It. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of, you know, having to retie and all that. I mean, and a lot of times, too, them big corks, they, you know, them trout, they don't like it sometimes. That's too much,
really?
You know. Yeah. You know, now
everybody
like
hears into all that rattle cork stuff with all that trinket trash on the top and the bottom, all them beads and everything popping back and forth.
So, but no, they, you know, and I think a lot of that got to do with we fish so shallow. I think it scares them fish.
Probably does.
You know,
you don't have any trouble with a redfish trying to eat that cork off when you got a redfish on?
Absolutely. And then who wants to be throwing a $6-7 cork? You can get it eat.
Well, so, that's true.
You know, because like them corks we throw, that redfish eats it. You can forget it, get you enough. They're going to blow it up. So, and it's funny, too, them bull reds, they'll eat, or the bad part of it is, if it's a big school of them and they're really on their feed, you hook one up and you'll see that rod go to popping. And there's another fish.
Yeah, where he's hitting that cork, yeah.
Yep. And, you know, you lose a lot of fish. But, you know, you just take one that eats it on top while you're fishing it. You'll fight him for a little while, but then he'll go and crush it and turn it loose, you know. So, you ain't got no choice to turn it loose once he crushes it because he ain't got nothing left to hold on to.
Yeah, it's. I remember back in the days when we used to, you know, in Trinity Bay, back in the 80s, and we'd fish with corks and shrimp on the wells out there in the summer. You get a red on, you know, a school of reds would pull in, and everybody's got a red on, and you see all these pieces of styrofoam coming to the surface while that cork's under. All other reds are trying to eat the cork off the line. Pretty crazy.
Yeah, sure. Sure enough.
Redfish will eat anything when he's feeding.
Yeah. There's an old boy, I'm trying to think where he's at, he's out of. He's up above us down there. He's up around Lafitte or somewhere up there. But the Cork's called the Four Horsemen.
Right.
And he's making a living off them Corks. But like I said, you know, he's been at the show the last 3 years, I guess. I mean, he had 20-foot of booth there. Yeah, he had 20-foot of booth there this year.
Right.
And, you know, they're $6 corks. So. If you go to them ones you're talking about, you know, you spend $10 on some of them corks, huh? You know. And there ain't nothing worse than a school of jacks or just no single jack coming by. And you forget that cork. He'll dadgum sure destroy it on you. That's why I used to love fish at surf. But, man, it'd be so aggravating. You get out there to that third bar and really get a bite going on, and then them jacks come through there and take everything you got, and you go way back to the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Get more tight. It's just... So...
Oh, well. All right, Mike. Yeah, well, hey, bud, you have a good weekend. What's left of it?
Yeah, there ain't much left. Looks like there'll be a rain out by noon, anyhow.
Win us another game today.
Yeah, I hope so.
At least it comes on earlier, afternoon game, so.
Oh, it is?
All right. Yeah.
All right. We're good. All right, buddy.
Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to call you about coming over and fishing.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
Mike, have a good one. See you, buddy.
You too, Mickey.
Later. All right, it's time for another break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
We get it almost every night. And when that moon gets so big and bright, it's supernatural delight. Every border was dancing in the
good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down to G-Town. Let's see what old Plog's up to this morning. JP, tell me something.
Yo, Big Daddy. What's up, buddy?
Not a lot.
Big Daddy. I'm sitting there talking to Cameron. He's fishing the wind down, man. He's going fishing one of his buddies today.
Mm.
Pretty hot boat over there, but the sail fishing, you know, this time of year, you can still get a lot of bites. I mean, they had a big day there last weekend, but they're basically, you know, starting to fade a little bit. You can always catch them, but starting to fade, but they're starting to see quite a few marlins right now. So he's fishing on one of his buddy's boat. It's just a boss lady going by herself. It's a boat I fished on before. It's a nice boat. It's a Weaver boat. So anyway, I just talking to him.
Were you? Well, that's good. Okay.
He's done, I think. I pick him up on the 28th, and then I pick him up. I think they turn around and go.
Well, yeah, the next day he's shipping out again. He's going east.
Yeah, going east, buddy. So,
man, living the dream.
Mm-hmm.
That boy's been jumping on boats since he was knee-high to a grasshopper.
I got a picture of him shamming a boat, and he's like nine.
Nine years old.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. But anyway, but it's nice this morning. It's calm. We just can't get no water back, dude. It's just low, man. Just low. I don't, you know, and it don't show no negative tides or nothing. They're just low. And they run hard, man. They run super hard, but they never really get high. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like that marsh got emptied last time, and it won't fill back up.
Well,
ain't bothering nothing, but there's lots of other stuff I could do if I had some water. But, you know, we're still catching the Mickey. My old fish is kind of, you know, because I'm trying to catch these better fish. There's places that are, you know, we're just fish
numbers.
Well,
you ought to be. I mean, how many pencils has a man got to catch in his lifetime to be happy?
Yeah, there's other places right now that, you know, Kenny's catching a lot of fish, you know, a lot of good numbers. It's easy, you know, easier fishing and a lot of numbers than what I'm doing. But, you know, we hooked one good fish yesterday, you know, probably a 5-pound class fish.
Right.
The day before we didn't, you know, I think the biggest we had was maybe 3.5. But I felt yesterday my fish are fading. You know, we don't kill them, so it ain't like I'm catching them. I mean,
I guess they're just kind of moving, huh?
I think they're moving, Mickey. That water. I found some fish yesterday. We didn't catch many. We caught like three. Well, two places, that places I haven't fished. One place we caught like six, and we had a lot of bites. And actually, Kelly's son, Cameron, his name's Cameron, too. We really couldn't get them going. I said, man, you know, we had a couple bites on top water. They just wasn't biting. And I went through with my gauntlet of stuff, and I didn't get nothing. And he put a double D on, some kind of color.
Right.
And he went to catching some fish and getting, like, a lot of bites. And
right.
I the couldn't get double D. Going.
That's a good bait, Kelly, man.
But, man, I put a floating hot rod on, does the same thing. But the way I ended up catching them, I just got the littlest bitty head I could find and put a sea shad on. We ain't but, like, hip-deep water. And I just sent it and started burning it back. First cast, one of them piled on it. I didn't miss him. So then we had two little kind of bites going, and they kind of faded. I think we actually walked through them, really.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I think we ended up catching, like, 17 fish. But, you know, that's two places that I hadn't been fishing that I found some fish. But they're moving around, man. That water temperature, I think yesterday I looked at it right before I got in. I want to say it was like 77.
Yeah, it's warm.
Almost 78. So, yeah, things are changing. My fish are moving around. So, I don't know. The front may change some stuff. It may drop the water temperature a little. I don't know how cold it's going to get. I saw what, in the 50s one day.
Yeah, that I think on the coast it might be the 60s, but I think Houston forecast was showing 52 and 53 Monday and Tuesday mornings, 56 on Sunday morning. So, yeah, we'll probably be below 60 on the coast. Here we go again.
Yeah, it'll change that water temperature a little bit. But everything's alive, man. Bay's alive, a lot of mullet. I mean, everything's cool. Just like I say, I just don't think I'm fishing on the numbers of fish I was fishing on. You know, there was quite a few fish there. But there still might be a big one swimming around.
How are these water temps, how they are and everything? We ought to start seeing a few tide runners come through the pass and then through the jetties, too. You know, we're not far away from that.
Yeah, I think they're trickling, Mickey. I think there's some trickling.
You think there's a little trickle going on?
Yeah, but I'm hitting some stuff that is places, you know where they're all at, but I'm hitting places that should be, you know, fish coming from the Gulf, and there's some fish there, but they're just babies. They're little ones.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But some
well, if you remember last year, a lot of that tide runner stuff were small fish last year.
It was a lot of small fish, Mickey, and the surf fishing was really not all that great. I think might be different this year, but I don't know.
Well, remember them big old surf fish we used to get coming in about mid-May and early June, and boy, they'd pour in here, and I'm talking about big fish, you know, 7 and 8 pound fish.
Yeah.
would come in. Yeah, I mean, you could tell by the color of them and the texture of them that they weren't resident fish.
They're just different fish. I think a lot of these fish, and I'm catching these good fish, in this particular place, those fish have been in there all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a couple places I'm fishing that there was no fish, and then all of a sudden they're there. And they're nice fish, not no sevens or sixes or nothing, but some fives.
No, some good solid fish. Some of the pictures you sent me, some of those had that surf runner look, you know?
Yeah, dude, because they weren't there. I hit this place like six times, man, and I'm like, I don't know, man. And finally I rolled down there one day, but the water got right. I said, hey, if they ain't here today, they ain't coming. And
right.
We got out of the boat. It was kind of dark. You can't even see that, but I could hear them mullet moving. About my third cast, boom, I had a bite as well. There's one here. Got one bite.
Wow.
Threw back out there, boom, and I catch one. And then we let them off, and they were like, check this out, man. They're here. And they were
Was that like a pre-dawn bite?
No, we caught them. We caught them till about 8 o'clock. But, yeah, they were biting.
Oh, did you? Okay.
They bite. You know, I go so early, man, because I just – that's when the bite is. You know yourself. You fish in the middle of the day, yeah, you can catch something. But your best bite is if you're not going to fish in the evening, you got to pick your poison. You either go in the dark in the morning or you fish late. And I ain't fishing late because nobody can go. Nobody wants to do it. So, you know, I get my guys to meet me at 5 o'clock. You know, hey, let's go, man. And then get out of here. And they said, well, we'll come in early. And I look at my watch. It's always 2 or 3 o'clock. We're still out there. I think I'm in like 2:30 yesterday. I told Kelly, I said, man, let's go home, dude. But that current got to running so hard yesterday, man.
Did it?
I mean, it was smoking, dude.
Yeah, I'm looking at the tide schedule. There's some strong currents.
There was a lot of people caught a lot of fish yesterday. Just regular people that I know, there was a lot of fish caught.
Yeah,
yesterday.
I mean,
maybe
that's
not necessarily where
that's
I was.
That's what
at.
I saw yesterday, too, up my way. You know, it was calm. They could spread out, do different things instead of going the same place every time.
Yeah, everybody, you know, yeah, you can see, you can look at the dead book and you can kind of see, but there was
dead book.
Everybody caught, you know, some fishing. Like I said, our fishing wasn't bad by no means, but it wasn't. It wasn't like it was. We had to kind of work at it. And we didn't get no good ones. But he's there. I mean, at least where I'm throwing, I got a chance. That's all, you know. I just ain't interested in going somewhere where, you know, there ain't no chance. You're not going to catch one. He ain't there, man. I don't really want to do that. My guys really don't want to do
well,
that.
And you got the guys right now that'll wade and fish for a fish like that. That makes a big difference, too.
100%, Mickey. And, you know, me and you, and you taught me this, we set it up that way. This time of year, you take your guys that do the deal. When that's done, then you take your guys that just want to go catch something and fish in the boat. I mean,
if you want to boat fish, call me from June till December.
100%.
And really, I don't like, you know, I'd rather be waiting in November and December.
Me too.
You
but
catch
you
a lot of giant
time.
Fish in November and December, man, waiting. Golly. Well,
I know your biggest stringer was caught, I want to say November.
It was in November, yeah.
I thought it was. But yeah, I
that
just
same year, I mean, I never caught another stringer like that, but I had some close that, you know, I caught in December.
Yeah. I just don't, you know, my guys, we just, I don't book trips to go drift fishing in April and March. I don't. You go with somebody else or don't.
Well, because you won't get to run all of them.
You won't get to go, man.
Not even book them.
That's what me and Hillman was talking about. And it says, you book all that drift fishing stuff, it all looks great, but you ain't going. So I don't even book them. I mean, I don't really take nobody I don't know anyway, but. I don't, you're just not going to get to go, and it's not no good. On top of that.
I'm with you, man.
You know the drill.
We've been playing this game a long time, and that's
long
what it is.
Time,
it's a game.
Buddy.
It's a game.
You got to figure it out, man. And, you know, the bad weather days, I love them. Ain't nobody go.
Well, yeah, because you're wade fishing. You can, you know, you don't back down from nothing waiting. You can go do anything you want.
And, you know, now Northern Front may get you or something like that, but there was some traffic yesterday. People starting to go fishing now. But it's setting up to be – fishing's already a lot better than last year, and it's the same deal, Mickey. We're, what, 2 years now removed from that freeze or going on three, whenever the freeze was. So, yeah, it's going to continually get better, you know. We don't have another freeze. I guarantee you that freeze, there's a bunch of dead fish in that freeze that nobody really ever said anything about. That
I
was
guarantee you.
Hey, when that guy sent me that picture, we were talking about this the other day. He sent me a picture, my buddy, in Jamaica Beach, and I'm looking at the bottom. I sent the picture to you.
I remember that picture, all those fish laying dead on the bottom.
Yeah. Now, think about this. That's one guy on one pier. How many places were that like that? So that told me in my brain that, well, they went to 6 foot of water, which was probably 7, then the tide goes out, so that's 6. So they didn't live in 6 foot of water. They didn't make it. So the places I was fishing was close to some really deep water. And that's the first place I caught them after the freeze, and those fish made it. But all that other stuff we were doing, man, not a lot of them fish made it, man. They were popsicles on the bottom.
Boy, I just got a text from a listener. He sent me this. I sure hate reading stuff like this. Not by him, but just about what people do. He said, your old buddy Plog needs to police some of his people there in the Tiki Island area. He said he saw 13 trout caught by two guys fishing the lights in Tiki, and they had nothing under 22 inches. They had two 25-inchers and a 28 3/4-inch fish. And he told them about it and about the 20-inch new law, and they acted like they knew nothing about the new law. He said, it makes me mad to see, you know, things like that. I can understand that. And how many people don't even know about this new law?
Hey, you wouldn't believe, Mickey, how many people ask me, my guys, these guys fish, man. Dude, when's the new limit? And now what is it? I said, it's 15 to 20, dude.
Yeah.
Really? No, a lot of people don't know. But if they got 13, they got too many anyway. So those people may just be lying. I don't know about that. But a lot of people don't know. They really don't. And, you know, how many can we, you know, we don't keep nothing. I guess, Mickey, so many people that I take fishing don't keep fish anymore. So they really don't keep up with it, I don't guess. So, but if you're a meat hauler or trying to kill everything, you better know what the law is.
Yeah. Well, we've been seeing that for years, though. I mean, even when there was a 20 fish limit, people fishing under the lights on these piers, they're going to cheat every chance they get.
Every time. People that fish on the lights, it don't matter. Hey, my old cousin Gene, I said, Gene, you going to keep that fish? He said, we got his eyes open, don't he?
He's got his eyes open, got milk on his breath. He bit the hook. He's going in the box, man. I mean, that's the mentality of a lot of them. I've seen it on my side of the bay over there. It gets ugly.
It does.
And the game wardens can't be everywhere.
They can. And last year, you wouldn't have to worry about too many fish over 20 inches. I mean, but this year, I mean, if I was killing stuff, you'd have to stop and think, say, hey, man, I don't think you can keep that one. He's too big.
Well, we've been trying to grow them since 2017, since Ike. You know, there are some out there that are old enough now to be that big. So,
yeah, take care of them, man.
We got to take care of them. Let me knock this break out. I'll come right back at you, James. Hang on a second, buddy. All right, brother. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for quality grade A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken, not to mention their great smoked sausage. They have so many blends, and you can check out their smoked sausage samples. They're available daily in the store. You can try it before you buy it. Check out their ground beef special, $3.59 a pound when you buy it in a 10-pound bulk pack. And, you know, if you're looking to have a quarter or half calf processed, that's all available for pre-order and custom processing. And their wild game processing, check out their Vinny dogs they make and their hog dogs. Pretty good hot dogs. Homemade hot dogs using your own venison or wild pigs. And their processing facility, they process year-round. They never close. So bring something home from your hunt the whole family can enjoy all year long. And the Belleville celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back, buddy.
Whoa, man. But, yeah, yesterday was like the first day that, you know, I told you, you know, the hard bait bite really, you know, besides the topwater or tail, had been too good. And I go through the gauntlet, but then I get in a rut, too, where I won't do it. I mean, like, man, I know they want a topwater, they want a tail. But my customer Lee there day before yesterday, and I'm watching him catch them. And I said, what'd you catch all your fish on? He said, he caught everything on a floating hot rod. I said, man, we had no hot rod bite. And then camera popped up that double D on top of them fish. So I may have been missing the boat on some stuff, too. And I don't carry really any double Ds with me. But I was wrong.
I do when I fish down south, you know, with Cliff or whatever, on them bigger fish. But, you know, as we progress here, you know, all those baits will come back. We'll start catching them on them because we'll have bigger fish, you know, to target with those baits.
Right. And but Yeah, but he got him going on that, and I couldn't duplicate it. But then, you know, you can take a tail, and you honestly, and you know, you can, I can. You can take a tail on, I don't care what fish you're on, and you'll right. figure them out, and you can get them on a tail.
Yeah.
You
a
may
tail
have to
will catch
them.
Everything from a pencil to a trophy. I just
100%.
Just, I mean, a lot of people think that soft plastics don't catch big fish. Well, that's bull malarkey.
Hey, all the big fish that we've caught here the last month, when I say big, hey, we've caught a 7-pounder, some sixes, and a pretty fair number of fives. I think all of them been caught on the tail.
Yeah.
Except one we caught on the topwater. But you can find them fish this time of year on the topwater. We found them fish yesterday with topwaters.
Right.
On that one
well,
flat.
That's a fish locating machine. I mean, because you can cover so much water so fast, you start getting bites, and you switch over to a tail, and boom, you got them.
That's exactly what we did yesterday. And I looked over there.
A locator.
Yeah, he bowed one. I said, man, what'd you catch out on? He said, man, I put a double D on. I said, a double D? I ain't got one of them. He caught like five or six in a row. I was like, oh, man, Kelly, we're in trouble. And but like I say, we stopped because we got bit on topwaters. So,
remember that little old topwater bait Gary Anderson pulled out on everybody that time and went to smoking everybody, that spinata or whatever
it
it's
was
called?
A spinata.
Remember that?
Spinata. I can see it in my brain right now. It was red and white, and nobody had one but Gary.
I still hate him for that.
I do too.
He loved getting the edge up on somebody, didn't he? Oh, and he'd rub it in. Oh my goodness.
He would not let you forget it. Between him and Daryl, if they ever got him and you didn't, you're gonna hear about it.
He put the boot on your throat and never let up.
I can still see that little nasty bait. And you know what that bait did? That bait, if you remember, it acted just like a Lele. That's exactly what it was like.
Yep.
Remember, it was made by Boone. It was a cheap old bait.
Yeah, it was. It was trinket trash.
I don't even know why Gary had it. Oh, but it worked. Gosh, dog, that was a good bait.
Yeah, we went to his 4th of July party, and he had to bring that up with Daryl there. You know, man, look what I did to y'all with that spinata that day. I crushed it.
Oh, he did. Gary actually called me, invited me to that thing. I think I was gone or I was...
Oh, it was fun. It was great.
Yeah, that's a good group of guys there. They've caught a few. I mean,
they've caught
now,
a couple.
I guarantee you. You know, we think about now everybody taking pictures of three fish and stuff like that. We were talking about this guy, Brant, that fished me the day. He said, hey, man, we used to weigh our stringers, dude. When it was 20, we were looking for 100. When it was 10, we was looking for 50.
That's it.
Y'all just think y'all killing some stuff. We killed enough stuff to fill up the Astrodome. But, you know, now I just like to...
We weren't even knocking a dent in them, though. I mean, we weren't hurting anything.
There were so many. I just don't like doing it anymore, Mickey.
I never felt guilty. Now I feel guilty if I kill two or three fish, you know. I just want it to rebound. But I
do, too. I don't even get out with a stringer no more, dude.
But it's hard to grow fish in a commode, you know. I've tried. It don't work too good. It
just the places I fish, just me beating on it. And I start adding up in my brain. I'm like, man, if I was keeping everything I'm doing in my group, I'm talking about Dana, Kenny, and myself.
Yeah.
We fished our own selves out of business off a spot. And I told Dana today, I said, the reason they're all little, Dana, is look at it. We've been here for 2 weeks.
Caught all the keepers out of there.
100%. I said, we're our own worst enemy right here, man. We, you know, we're especially when you're fishing small spots that we have to fish now. You fish small spots to congregate the fish, and I'm trying to get away from boats. I don't want to fish by 9 million people. And we did it to ourselves. I watched it. It ain't like we're fishing a bad spot like going to Hannah's Reef where there's millions of them. They ain't anymore, but there used to be. But
oh, I remember them resident fish and tide runner fish that all gang up on deep and Hannah's, and oh, my gosh.
It was as good a boat fishing you're ever going to see, buddy. I mean, it was crazy. So, you know, we kind of got to be careful about that. But I just like watching them swim off. I ain't no tree hugger, but, hey, man, we've killed enough. I don't need to tell nobody what we're doing. I don't need to show nobody. I just let them swim off, man. I'll catch him again maybe tomorrow or the next day or whatever.
You know, and back then when we had all those fish, even when you'd wear a spot out, I mean, you could see when you'd first find a school on a shoreline or wherever, they were always big at the beginning. And the more you fished it, it just, the size just kept reducing, you know. And but we had so many, it wasn't as noticeable as it is now.
And it would take a lot of time. Remember these shoreline when it would get good?
Yeah.
Let's just say legit, it was a lot, a legit 2 to 5 pound fish. I mean, that's what you caught. And we'd remember how many of us was fishing there. And then it would get down to where you're catching a lot of 2 pounders. You know, you could just see it. But we'd been standing there for, what, 2 months?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody catching them?
Exactly. So,
I do now. Like the, you know, I don't like when somebody says, oh, man, we caught about 12. We caught, oh, we might have had 4. No. Did you have 3? Did you have 4? Did you have 7? So I'm bad about that, about counting them, you know. But I don't mean I want to kill them. I just don't want to kill
them
anymore.
Right. I got you. All right, buddy. I got to roll. If somebody wants to call you, James, give them a number, man.
All right, man. 409-771-7306.
All right, buddy. Have a good day. Good talking to you later, man. All right. Now let's go right next door to G-Town and check in with Captain Sharky Marquez. Michael, good morning. How are you, bud?
What's up, buddy?
What's happening?
Oh, man. Just loading up the last little couple essentials on the boat, getting ready to go out there and slam some
loading
fish.
The wagon, man.
Yeah, buddy. We're loading it up, buddy. We got we all got our parking situation figured out. We've got a wedding here tonight, so be getting in, and oh, Mama Sharky, Papa Sharky going to be heading down here pretty soon to start getting ready for this event we got this evening.
Right.
So it'll be a full day over here at Bayside.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, buddy. From slamming fish to holy matrimony.
Boy,
we got it
that's
all,
gotta
bud.
That's got to be nerve-wracking to make sure everything's just right for a wedding, man, because you don't want anything to go wrong during a wedding.
Yeah, man. That is so true. You know, there's a lot of factors, and we like to think we do a pretty good job at getting them here for a walkthrough, you know, with ample time to make any adjustments we need. And, you know, shoot, by the time they're walking through, everything's pretty black and white, easy breezy, man. We try to make it to where their day, all they got to worry about is just having fun. Same thing with the charter business.
That's it. Fishing
yes,
our
sir.
Weddings. It's all about that. You got it.
That's it, brother. But we got all the boats going out this morning. Man, it looks nice. Looks pretty nice. A little bit of
boy,
a light wind happening.
Turned out good.
Yeah, they, man.
They missed that forecast,
good.
Didn't they? It was nice yesterday.
Yep. I guess we're going to be able to get a full day of fishing in. It's not supposed to get real nasty until about 6 o'clock if what I was seeing last night is still accurate.
Yeah, our biggest rain chances so, tonight, so.
Yeah, that's a blessing. We'll take it. We'll take it later in the evening versus midday, you know.
Well, the wind's even gone down more since I went on air at 4 o'clock. It's Galveston Channel showing a south-southeast wind at 2 to 3 miles per hour. How about
golly.
That?
Yeah. It's gorgeous out here. I mean, it looks good. It looks nice and flat.
Yes. Come get some.
Come on, baby. I'm ready for AJ season to be like this.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, a lot of offshore guys are excited about that.
Boy, it is exciting, man. It gives you a chance to get out there and not only catch those guys, but kind of see what the fisheries is doing. And
sure.
Catch you know, prep for the...
sure.
Yeah. Do a little bit of some pre-scouting.
Get the weather, you know, get the seas calm enough.
Yeah, buddy. It's going to be a good year, man. We're excited. I know that shooting the last couple of days, these guys have been whacking it inshore, and it's just shaping up to be a real, real nice year. We've been catching a bunch of fish, man. I bet if I had to forecast that this morning's going to be a smackdown. I mean, I hope so at least. It looks good. Everything looks really, really solid. I haven't taken a look at the tides yet, but I'm sure it's going to be good.
Well.
Maybe even this afternoon, that prefrontal, you know, because they are saying it's a front, so that prefrontal bite, you know, shoot around 3-4 o'clock or something, it'd probably be a pretty good time to have your lines in the water.
Might go off like a neck bone.
It probably will, brother. Light up like 4th of July out here. Probably
when you,
will.
When are you going to move in on the West End, be a West Ender?
Man,
got an ETA on that?
Yeah, we spent our first night out there last night.
Oh, did you? You already moved in?
No.
Oh.
We got a sheet and two pillows. That's about what it was. In fact, we were going over there just to, you know, continue to, you know, make a little load or whatever. We're just moving stuff into the downstairs
right.
area. We're not even moving the bulk of our stuff yet. And I said, hey, man, let's move this little guest bed we got over there. And that way, you know, if we do end up over there. So it's
like
9:30 at night.
Work this morning.
Golly, dude. It was a lot better, huh? Nice. It was nice, Mickey. I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't have to set my alarm till, you know, 4
I know, and you get to smell
3:30.
That good, fresh, guff, salt air all the way to, you know, that's just – I used to love it.
Game-changing.
Man, when I used to surf all the time when I was a teenager and all that, and you'd get down to Galveston, as soon as you pull up on the seawall, that smell just hits you. There's nothing like it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm excited to be living in it. I'll tell you that.
Yep.
It's not a
bad
life. Yeah, it'll suffice for a good while. We're going to have fun, man. Going to catch a lot of fish. Shoot, that mile drive to the beach is going to be pretty mm-hmm. interesting on any days off, you know. I'll probably be out there wading, I'm sure.
Oh,
doing
some
surf fishing.
You know, we'd get up in the mornings and that wind would be down and – boy, we'd leave the beach house in the dark and head down, get on the beach, and, boy, drop off in that calm, clear, clean surf, and all you could smell was watermelon for miles, and you knew you were going to get them. That was...
No, buddy. I mean,
you can't take that out of your memory bank.
It just don't get any better than that, brother.
Nah.
I love it.
None whatsoever. Pretty awesome.
I'm excited, man. I'm excited. It's going to be a good time.
Well.
It looks good, Mickey. It's nice low winds.
All right, buddy.
Man.
Well, hey, put out some info so people can get with you and get on down to G-Town. Do it up, man.
Come on with it, man. If you guys want to check us out for any weddings or corporate events, man, we'd love to have you guys. Birthday parties, you name it. Hop on our website. It's BaysideEventCenter.com. You can also check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right here on our website, Outcast Fishing with no G, charters.com. And, man, you can come down and lodge with us. Just walk downstairs, hop on one of the boats when your trip time, departure time's ready to roll, and, man, we'll go slam some fish. So, everybody have a blessed, safe weekend. God bless y'all, and we'll catch you on the next one, Mickey.
Sharky, you have a good one. Good talking to you, buddy.
You too,
take
brother.
Care. All right, man. Later. All right. That's Sharky Marquez down in G-Town. Time for our top of the hour break, national anthem and all that. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.